welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and we are wrapping up our weekly study around our Vice and Virtue series, where this week we have been unpacking the vice of sloth with the virtue of stewardship. And today I want us to read Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4, as we will just think about some ways that we can apply this to our lives and what it may look like to embrace this gift of stewardship and rest that the Lord has for us, as opposed to kind of this lazy rest or this lack of care in our lives. So let me read Psalm 23 for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And so just a few verses, one of the things that we see here, and really the kind of the things I want us to talk about today, is this idea of true rest versus kind of a lazier, slothful / sinful rest. And really we see that in the second part of this verse, verse one. You see, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want, or I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And so we see the Lord, in essence, forcing rest upon David, as he's talking about how he, his relationship with God. And one of the things this week, as we've explored sloth and slothfulness, is in the way that that has been intended, is not sloth, it's not just inactivity. It's not necessarily sitting on the couch and binge watching The Office all day, as enjoyable as that may be, or taking naps and resting. That it's not necessarily what it means to be a sloth. You can be extremely busy and burnt out and still be a sloth. And that's why, as this week, as we looked at this, it's really comes back to this idea of really what motivates us, really, is what's the motivation behind our activity or inactivity, if that makes sense. That love requires of us to do hard things. If you are a mom, you have had a newborn, and because of your love for your kid, you worked like crazy to get up, to feed, to take care of, and there was an extreme exhaustion that was there. And yet, we can be so consumed with our activities that we forget our motivation, that really, why is it that we're doing the things that we do? And really, the warning in scripture for the sloth is the one who is not diligent in pursuing the right things, is not diligent in working hard for what is best, but instead settles for the lesser thing. And so as we think about rest, and really what David is talking about, how God that makes him lie down in green pastures, it's this idea that part of the Sabbath, part of our made in the image of God, that God worked for 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Now, God was not being slothful. He was not being sinful in his lack of work on the seventh day, but rather he enjoyed his creation. And I think for you and I, as we really think about how do we put in this virtue of stewardship and this idea of enjoying and stewarding the things God has given to us, one of those things is our bodies, is our time, is our talents, and learning how to enjoy the Lord while not necessarily striving and burning ourselves out. That taking a nap may be the most holy thing you could do today. That by, sitting around with your kids and playing some video games is not being a sloth. Now, if it's consuming your time and it's inhibiting you from pursuing better things, if you're not spending time with the Lord and, you know, connecting in other ways, that for sure is turning into a vice at that point. But really, it's this question when I talked about on Sunday is really, what does love require of me? What does love look like in this situation? And I think as long as perfect love casts out fear, that our love for God and our love for our neighbors, our kids, our families, our friends, if that is our motivation, then we can enjoy rest rather than just finding a way to escape, to not to try to forsake our God-given responsibilities and our obligations as stewards of the things God has given to us. If we're trying to escape those things, we are now moving into slothfulness and laziness rather than embracing those responsibilities, trusting in the Lord, motivated by love. We are stewarding those things and enjoying those things there. And so I just want to pray for us as we finish up here, as we would think about how the Lord may make us, force us at times to rest, to slow down, to enjoy Him, to trust in Him as the source. And because we love Him, we want to listen to Him. And because we love God, it means that we want to slow ourselves down, to be still and to know that I am God, as the Psalms say. And so let me pray for you and I. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love for us. I thank you that you you rejoice over us, God, with loud singing. This idea that God, you have began a work in us. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to do an amazing work through us, that we would not be prone to try to escape our responsibilities, Lord, by lacking the things that those around us depend on, because we don't want to work at them, because God, maybe we've been going after them for the wrong reasons. We're trying to go after self-fulfillment or to prove ourselves or to try to get a sense that we are something, rather than God stepping into those responsibilities as opportunities to serve, as opportunities to provide, as opportunities to express and to use these gifts you've given us, Lord, to care and to create and to make a real impact in this world. And so God, I pray that we would lean into the rest that only Jesus gives, that we can come to you, Lord, because come to me, all you who are heavy laden and weary, and I will provide you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And enjoying you, God, invites us into rest, to where we can cease from our work. And that doesn't mean we're ceasing and neglecting our responsibilities, but rather, God, we are enjoying our God-given gifts and our God-given places as we steward them for your glory and our good. We pray these things in Jesus' good name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?